Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. It's the 5 o'clock hour. Appreciate you hanging out. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer hosts the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. That'll be on the air tonight after the Bucks sweep the Detroit Pistons out of the Eastern Conference playoffs. That's going to be so nice to watch later on tonight. But how big of a deal is it to you? That's the left lane of today's Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane. And you can dial us up at 414-799-1250 if you want to join that conversation. Sparky, I ask you, the host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, how big of a deal is a sweep to you tonight for the Bucks to close it out in Detroit?
Yeah, I think it's a big deal, especially with Boston doing their sweep thing. Bucks can do their sweep thing. Both of you get some rest. Look, you know, from an owner perspective, would you like the extra money? One more playoff game at home? Sure. You'd love to see that. And be able to have that happen. I believe that game would be, what, Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, yep.
All right, Wednesday night. So you get a home game Wednesday night, get a little bit more playoff money in your pockets if they lose tonight. So from that perspective, great. From the perspective of trying to get these guys as much rest as possible, you want to end this thing tonight and come back and relax in your own bed for a few nights, get a couple practices in, get ready for Boston, and go from there. I just wonder about Brogdon, because Malcolm Brogdon, they keep saying, is ready for the second round. Would you play him tonight, or does he need that additional 5 days to be ready for Boston? Or is he ready right now, could play 5-6 minutes tonight, and then be ready to come back and play against Boston? Just shake a little rust off here in this game.
It's the same feel like I have with Nico. I'd like to see Nico play as many minutes as possible tonight.
He played a lot better this last game.
Because you really want to get him into a flow where he's comfortable where these guys are on the floor. I feel like with Brogdon, it's not as vital, because he's been around the dudes and he was on the team all year long. But especially for Nico, I would play him as many minutes as possible just to get him in as many sets and different rotations going forward.
Him and Ersan both shot the ball well last game. You want to see them
Ersan
shoot.
Ersan was classic throwback. Yep. Ersan.
It was great. Mm-hmm. So if they both come back and play well again tonight, you really feel good about yourself going into that Celtics series. And that Celtics series is going to be one for the ages, I have a feeling. It's going to be 6 or 7 games. I just think that's where this is headed. Both these teams know each other pretty well, and you have two really good coaches on both sides who can make their adjustments. You have star players on both sides of this thing. It's going to be a really, really good series.
Everybody on the patio last night, that was all we could say, is that there's no way this thing doesn't go 7. I mean, it is going to be a knockout, drag-out fight between those two teams. Going to be a great series. I can't wait
for it. It's the matchup I want.
Yeah, you did, because you wanted to shut up that boy in the Dennis Johnson jersey.
Yes. And then, because I know he's going to wear the Larry Bird this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll put in.
Got a Kevin McHale in there, too?
Oh, we got them all.
Yeah, for sure.
Parrish. I just got one. 34.
You got your freaks yet? Your freak ones?
I can't figure out when they're coming out, but I want them.
That's the left lane.
I keep asking people when they're coming out. Do they
How
even
big
know?
Of a deal is a sweep to you tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks? And there was a 3 out of 4 losing streak for the Milwaukee Brewers. They've lost 8 of their last 13. They're in the midst of 13 games, 13 days, where they play 6 against the St. Louis Cardinals in division, who they're now tied with for second place in the NL Central, and 7 against the team that knocked them out of the NLCS last year, Sparky. That is the Los Angeles Dodgers. They lose 3 of 4 to the Dodgers over the weekend. What is your level of concern now in the right lane for the Milwaukee Brewers after the loss of 3 of 4 this past weekend. First losing homestand, excuse me, since May of last year.
Yeah. I don't really care that much about losing to the Dodgers. Because, again, it's not a divisional game. It's a team you have to beat in order to go to the World Series, more than likely in the postseason. And you're 5-plus months away from even starting the playoffs here. So a lot can change for the Dodgers. Who knows where they'll end up. A lot can change for the Brewers. Who knows if they'll even be in the playoffs by that point. I guess from my perspective, I wish that there was a little bit more sense of urgency maybe with David Stearns right now than what came across in the interview he did with Robert Murray on The Athletic today that I read, a Q&A with him. He tends to look at it and say, we get to 50, 60 games, then we really evaluate and say, okay, maybe this was a mistake. Maybe we should go get this player. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should do this. So the truer sense of evaluation comes then, and he thought they were playing pretty well at this point, at this stage going forward. I'm not as happy with how they've played to this point, and it centers around pitching for me more than anything else. Offensively, you're doing pretty good considering Aguilar and Shaw, who were supposed to be two middle pieces of that lineup, have stunk, and you've overcome both of them and still scored runs.
And Braun hasn't been great either.
I forgot about him,
but he hasn't been good.
So really, 3, 4, 5 have really been awful for you at this point, and you still are able to overcome and help out your pitching that hasn't been all that great and win baseball games. So now you're in a situation where you got to start Hauser tonight because you're having to fill holes now in this rotation because you sent Burns down and Peralta's hurt. So now Hauser gets a start tonight from AAA against Flaherty for the Cardinals, and you hope to take the first game of this series right off the bat. I think you have to get some momentum. We've already seen the lineup. They've changed the lineup. They've got Grandal batting third. They've got Braun further down in the lineup this time around. So Council is making changes to the lineup as things are going on here. I want to see how much longer Stearns is going to wait before he does something.
Well, and it's a great point that you bring up with the part of the Robert Murray article at The Athletic today, where he says that he believes the team is playing well. He doesn't really think that there's many issues that he's seeing in the way that they're playing, but we had the bench coach, Pat Murphy, on. He looks at Timmy and I and goes, yeah, man, we're just not playing very well right now. Outside of Christian Yelich, we're not playing great baseball right now. And they're still 13-10. They're still one of the best teams in baseball. I mean, they go toe-to-toe against, I think, the best team in the league against the Dodgers this weekend. But still, there's just, man, when Josh Hader is giving up games for you, the dude that was an absolute constant for you last year, I don't know, Leroy, that just does perk my ears up a little bit, that I'm a little bit concerned at this point, because when you get Hader in a game, you should be winning those games.
Well, that's the one that's supposed to be automatic. But that's the one thing that Council talk about. They're best against our best. You know, this is what it is. But again, 0-2 pitch, I want it in the dirt. I don't want it waist high, shoulder high. And I don't want nothing when they're sitting dead red. And this is a team that's had your number for a while. So in the history of it would mean, I don't know if Derrick Johnson would have told him to put that thing in the dirt or bounce it right before the plate. Hopefully got a swing at it. But Hook said it was okay to throw that pitch. I'm sure, you know, whoever, it doesn't matter. You got to believe in your guys. My best can beat your best. So I don't want to second thought that, but at the same time, the Dodgers as a team is not going away. They're just not. I don't know if they're your new rivals other than the people in Chicago, but you got to beat these guys if you want to get to a World Series.
Just about, because Timmy and I talked about it. He is much more than I am. I'm just kind of sick of seeing them. I'm glad that we don't have to see the Dodgers until hopefully the playoffs.
I'm sick of seeing the Cardinals, too.
That's true. You get to see him for three more nights.
The Cardinals got to face Yelich, so I ain't worried about them at
500
all.
Has 8 homers and 19 driven in against the Cardinals. You think Schilt pitches to him tonight?
He'd be an idiot.
Oh, I pray he does.
Well, Grandal will just be 4 for 4
if there's home run. If there's nobody on the field, fine. Or nobody on base, then I get it, right? But you got guys on.
Don't get on base.
You got guys on, and there's a base available. I'm not pitching to him with runners on.
So no Grandal is going to have 2 guys on bases. He's going to be up.
It was a funny situation when Lo Kane stretches that single into a double against the Dodgers on Saturday. I think that was in the 6th inning. Okay. He stretches it and opens up the base. Or that was the 8th inning. That was when Braun hits one out. And, okay, well, there's the base. No chance Dave Roberts is throwing to him. Ryan Braun knocks one out. So
I'm going to wear my nice Kane jersey in here one day. I got it just the other day with my Coles cash.
I'd like you to. Coles cash?
Because I got that thing. I love Kane jersey. It's amazing. So, listen, the guy's just been great. But I'm not going to panic right now. We'll just see. Playing the Cardinals, we'll see what happens.
So, panic. That's a fun word. That means that you are in a situation that you are incredibly uncomfortable with. Leroy Butler, yeah. That position, what pick would the Packers be making at 12 that would put you in that uncomfortable state of panic? What position on the football field would put you in that psychological position where you would be freaking out Thursday night when the Packers pick at 12?
If it's a center, heir apparent to Corey Linsley, okay, let me get serious. I don't think they need a wide receiver. I really don't. I think Devontae Adams is going to get most of the targets anyway. You just took three receivers. But I do like the kid Brown in Oklahoma. Now, I really don't know about quarterback, but if you think about it with an open mind, if you think you're never going to draft this high again, and you deem those two young guys, Locke and Jones, or can't miss guys at 12, or Haskins come down, fine, trade those pick, go down, then just give Arizona a fifth-round pick and get Josh Rosen and bring him in there. So you use that 12th pick on Jonah Williams, offensive lineman, Alabama. I would be ecstatic. But if it's a receiver, okay.
Sparky, I know quarterback's going to make Gary Ellerson freak out at Q Club.
And yeah, it is.
Come out and watch that. Q Club of Wisconsin coming up on Grandview Boulevard Thursday, 2 to 6, the Wendy's Big Show. Then 6 to 11, it's our football draft show with Gary Ellerson and Bill Michaels. So if they take a quarterback at 12, you'll see Gary Ellerson freak out. But what would make you freak out? What position on the football field would make you freak out if the Packers take it at 12?
I don't know if I'll freak out like he's going to freak out. Like, he may throw stuff, and yeah, it may get ugly.
He went crazy off of Jair Alexander. Yeah, he almost lost his mind.
Fuming. I was laughing. Loud. It may happen again. He takes quarterback at 12. It'll be worse than Jair Alexander.
He just sit over and giggle while he's doing it.
It'll be worse than Jair Alexander. If they take a quarterback at 12, it's going to be worse than Jair.
Can I admit something right now?
Please do.
I love when something happens to make Gary react and Sparky react. That's radio gold.
I'll promise you
am
right
I selfish?
Now.
Am I selfish to say that?
If they take, no. If they take,
I like to see that vein. I want to see Gary.
Yep, you're smart.
Crazy.
If they take a quarterback at 12 on Friday, I'm just going to be here giggling the whole start of the show at 2 o'clock.
Because you want to know what Aaron's reaction is.
He's going
right?
to go nuts. Gary's going to go crazy.
Is. That'll be one of those. Hey, it's the Wendy's Big Show. Gary, right. Go.
Leroy's not going to be here to calm him down. So he's going to just lose his mind for 4 hours. Then, not only will he be losing his mind, all the Packer fans calling, they're going to be losing their mind,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah. They are.
Oh, but
we had to call the young man and say, don't do that.
Oh.
And he had a great point. I wish I knew his name to give him his credit. He had a great point. Don't even do quarterback. We got too many holes. But also we had Michael Cohen on the Athletic. Him and Ben Fennell went through this great piece there. But these guys talk about some great, you know, the Burns, the kids that, you know, at Florida State, the pass rusher, stuff like that. But you also have to think about this is a big deal for Gutekunst, who we have, you can hear from later. He kind of sits it open like he's pretty much open for business, you know, pretty much as far as trades, whatever. He even acknowledges he has the best quarterback in the league. That makes you think, okay, that means they're going to select a quarterback because he's giving the great, you know, endorsement to Aaron Rodgers. But at the same time, why would you give this guy, you know, $130 million and not let him finish that contract? Why would you put any pressure on him? Because you want to win in the future. And I don't think Aaron would care about it. I really don't think he would care.
With two first-round picks, that's the center lane. That's the center of today's Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane.
Don't draft a center.
Is there a position at 12 that you just do not flat-out want to see the Packers take? And that's the center lane, the right lane today. What is your level of concern with the Milwaukee Brewers? They lose 3 of 4 to the Dodgers. They've lost 8 of their last 13. They are still 13-10 in the left lane. How big of a deal is a sweep for you tonight, for your Milwaukee Bucks? 414-799-1250. You can join the conversation there. We're going to hear from Brian Gutekunst sprinkled in today on Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane, Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Leroy, it's looking like it might rain, but
I know,
I'm not
right?
getting that whistling sound anymore because I call Gina Della.
That's a great thing because, guys, she has something for you guys. You could take it for what it's worth, but I'm trying to pass these savings on to you. Zero money down. Zero interest, no payment for 18 months. That's amazing. It just really is. And to boot, go to Pella.wi.com and just do a live chat with somebody. There's a representative waiting for you as we speak. And you can get them out for a free consultation. Just come on out. Let's just see what we can come up with. You know, they got a guy named Pete. Just say, hey, listen, he went to Leroy's, you know, in-law's house. He can come to mine. let's sit down and talk about this thing. Let's go over some budgets. Let's go over everything. Budgets. And just put out this zero money down, zero interest for 18 months. But a lot of you people like to, what time it is?
519.
We got our first you people of the day. If you want to make a phone call, guess what? You can do that. Here's the phone number.
Let me 262-783-6600.
That's 262-783-6600. And after the break, I do have another scenario that I want to see if you and Steve will buy.
Do I have enough money for it? Because I don't have great credit.
I think I got a scenario. They may take a receiver, and I'll tell you, I'll explain it.
That's Leroy Butler. He explains it next when he's Big Show on the Fan. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, Wendy's Big Show here on the Fan. We send out our thoughts for Junior Guerra as he's put on the bereavement list. Reports now coming out.
Yeah, Todd Rosiak tweeted out, the Brewers will be without Junior Guerra for the entire Cardinals series. Manager Craig Counsell says his father is in poor health. Guerra has returned to Venezuela to be with him. The expectation is Guerra will rejoin the Brewers this weekend in New York. And Hauser starts tonight for the Brewers.
Yes, sir.
Burns is starting tonight in minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm. San Antonio.
And Jimmy Nelson earlier today threw five innings at 70-plus pitches in Arizona, and they're hearing great things about Jimmy Nelson. So he will go to AAA for his next start, is what they're saying, if he recovers well from this.
Now, that's a good sign that he would go all the way up to AAA right away.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like, if they're not thinking that this extended spring training was working for him, they would have sent him to A-ball or double-A-ball.
Too cold.
Work
here.
Him through.
It's too cold.
It's a good
here.
Point, yeah.
I can send him to San Antonio. That's where I'm going to send him.
And I don't have to worry about Colorado Springs anymore now. You
Correct.
Can get top-flight competition just underneath. Right. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Leroy, you said you wanted to bounce something off Sparky and I?
Yeah, I think for the most part.
See if you can get the vein going?
I could see if them taking that kid Brown at 12.
Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown.
I could see him taking him at 12. He's the new Randall Cobb, and he's your... And he's your return guy.
I'll be very mad if they do that.
Now, you would not like to see Marquise Brown?
No. 30, maybe.
That will get Gary probably another, what y'all call it?
A grabber? It would give Gary a grabber?
Because you would do two things. You would solve your return problem. They don't have anybody at return now. And they had, that was by committee. I mean, Tremont Williams at one point was your punt returner and kick returner, and they had Montgomery, and it was just a mess. So if it is a hole in that slot position, if they're going to use a slot this year, maybe they won't even use that.
I'll tell you this.
Use multiple tight ends.
You're asking the wrong person, because I love me some Marquise Brown.
Hey, man, listen.
Loved every single minute difference. I watched him at Oklahoma.
The guy, a difference maker.
At 30, fine. Yeah. Second round, okay. Yeah. All right. Not at freaking 12.
That two spots. He's your return guy and he's your slot guy.
Not at 12.
Hey, man.
I'm not taking DK Metcalf at 12. I'm not taking Hollywood whoever at 12. I want a guy that can kill the quarterback, can protect the quarterback.
Oh, they got those guys.
Huh?
Kyle Fackrell, cuz.
Yeah, you better suck
green,
that, too.
Hot green and gold Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's obviously spiked. So you got that. You got defensive linemen, offensive linemen, linebackers. That's it.
Yeah, you got Kyle Fackrell.
That's it. There's nothing else. Smith linebackers. Ray. That, too. I'll take a linebacker.
From what Matt Manoucherian said, too, Devin Bush, inside backer, sounds like he could be the difference maker of going
to get the
quarterback, too.
And he should be there. He's undersized, but he should be there. Put him next to Blake Martinez, and let's go until you find a replacement for Blake Martinez. But for the time being, that's fine. Don't forget, they got Burks. So if they draft the linebacker at 12, you're giving up on him.
Who's that speed dude? Burks is supposed to be the speed guy that you're able to go all the way through with.
Yeah, so you pretty much are waving the white flag and saying, we give up. We're done with him.
You'll be really small in there. You got to get bigger at one point. That's why the secret agent worked, because he was big. But
so Leroy, 5'11", 235 at inside backer. How undersized is that?
That's pretty undersized. Because you can't
primarily see over, for the height wise.
Yeah, because you can't really see over the linemen.
Okay.
You know, once they pass, like, you can't really see. But you can get it done now.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it done. I mean, height, weight don't mean a lot if you got guys going sideline to sideline. Because my guy from Florida State, you know who I think was
Burns.
Yeah. No. To go.
I'll Hall take him at 12. Burns at 12.
The Hall of Famer.
Jamal Reynolds isn't a Hall of Famer.
No. Oh, man, y'all funny.
I got Leroy that time.
You did get him right away. Yeah. He has no idea what to say.
But you really look at the film, really. But if these guys sideline to sideline, you got a high volume tackler now. But when the fullback leads up into the hole, if they're too small, then they're just going to run the ball at you all day long. So you want to get a bigger guy. But hey, listen, if your team says this guy can play, he's going to be another high volume tackler. That works because you can protect these guys with the inside, sure, two inside guys with Mike Daniels and Dean Lowry and, of course, Kenny Clark.
Eric is in Toledo. Eric, pick a lane, man.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Left lane, the Bucks game. It's very important that they sweep tonight because I'm driving up to the game right now.
Very nice.
Boom.
Yeah.
So you live in Toledo?
Yeah, exactly. So it's an hour away. So I'm taking my 13-year-old son. And,
oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's great. The unfortunately, being up 3-0 meant the tickets actually got fairly cheap, which was nice, too. You know, but it's also, if the Bucks are serious about going to the finals and seeing about winning a championship, then this is a game that they just take care of business on, because Detroit has no business playing with the Bucks, right?
None at all.
True.
Right. So,
Eric, where are you sitting tonight?
We're going to be facing – we're down the lower bowl.
Very nice.
We're
going
to be facing the diagonal to the Bucks bench.
Perfect. And you're going with your son.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to tell you that the last time we went up to Detroit for a game was the Mason Crosby game last year for the Packers.
Oh, no. Terrible.
I think it was the last time I called the radio. I talked to Billy Mike in the post game, and we talked about the end of the McCarthy era pending.
Well, Eric, this is going to be a much better time up in Detroit for you.
Hell yeah. And I just want to say, we got to get a defensive stud, a guy who's like a Leroy Butler, right? A Hall of Fame defensive player, because that's what we need on that side of the ball, right?
I agree.
All right.
All right, Eric. Appreciate it, man. Have fun at the game tonight.
And let
call
son,
Sparky after the
once
game.
They sweep, let your son drive back home. He'll be fine.
He said he was 15. He's pretty close.
He's 13.
Oh, 13? Yeah. He's pretty close.
Yeah, that's close. That's my mom let me drive at 13.
I was going to say, when did you start driving?
I was 13. I was a good driver. I was very good. She didn't actually let me drive. I just got you to park the car.
I just took the keys when I was like 13.
Just take it around the block.
So I don't think I've ever said that.
My mom took me to drive when I was 15, had chance, whatever.
Oh, that's so nice.
First person to take me to drive with my mom. We were coming down our street.
Yep.
She's like, okay, now don't forget, you know, accelerate as we go into this turn.
Yeah.
I almost put it into the front window of our neighbor's yard.
Why?
My mom.
Did you hit the gas instead of the brake?
She said accelerate, so I accelerated. No, it was a big problem.
So he's been T-boning things since he was a little kid.
My mom after that was like, yeah, I'm done driving with you. Somebody else can teach you. It's a true story.
Oh my God!
He said he was T-boning things when he was 19.
That was
you're a bad person. That was
hey, I'm keeping it up.
That was mean.
This guy, man, been hitting stuff his whole life.
No, I didn't hit the house.
I know it's just funny.
No,
it's just funny.
Close though.
Well, we're glad to have you.
We are glad to.
I love
she
his
was,
mom.
She
I
was damaged. She wouldn't drive with me for 20 years after that.
Oh man,
it's a few years ago she got back in the car with me.
So who ended up teaching you how to drive then?
Driver's Ed.
Okay, that was
Driver's Ed is right amazing. We took it at high school. For free. It was like a curriculum. They just put the cones out there. They had some old, you know, old beat up looking cars.
No. They caught us for another $350 or whatever it was.
You pay for it? Public school, cuz?
Yeah, it was public school.
And they should make you pay?
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
That's what the suburbs are all about.
Oh, yeah, they think y'all rich. They'll just take y'all money.
Mike's on the south side. Mike, pick a lane.
What's up, Mike?
Bucks Lane.
Do it.
Come on
I
in
think
it, Mike.
The Pistons leave the Ferraris and the Lambos engines running in the lot. So let's say it's a blowout. How many points do they have to be up? And what quarter do you pull Giannis? And I mean pull.
Are you asking if you're the Bucks or if you're us?
The Bucks.
Oh, well, they're going to play him until he decides he doesn't want to play. That's what's going to happen. That's what happened the last time. They pulled him at the 9-minute mark at the last game of the fourth quarter. That game was a 20-point game or so, something like that. Mm-hmm. There was no need to bring him back in when he went out. Ted Davis is like, and he's clearly not happy about getting pulled. And sure enough, at about the 4-4.5-minute mark, in comes back Giannis for no reason, and they let Giannis play. So, yeah, if Giannis wants to play longer, they're going to let him play longer. That's how
I
that's
know.
Going.
We keep going back and forth on this. It's like my coach, my – legs are falling asleep. Get me back in there.
No, I think, Mike, I think what will happen is now that Boston is clinched, he will get rest. So don't worry. He'll be fine. They'll get him out.
Yes, but you can use that. You can use that argument going the other way because he's going to have like a week off.
They may
play him 30, 32 minutes.
Oh, to keep him sharp.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But Boone knows better. Come on. We've been looking forward to this Boston series. Remember, Uncle Drew didn't play last year. They won. Rozier thought he was all that. Bledsoe's looking forward to this. Let's not look past Detroit. Beat them. Get these out in the third quarter, early fourth. Let them rest. And let's get back to practice. Give them a couple days off, Steve. Let's practice a little bit. We already have the game plan in because we've been looking forward to this. And please beat Boston.
I really want the Bucks to beat Boston, right? Because I'm a Bucks fan.
Oh,
but
man.
I
want to beat them for selfish reasons.
But I really want Toronto to knock Philly out.
Wow.
Yes,
I
very
really
badly.
Cannot stand Philly.
I don't like that team at
anybody
all.
Anybody
right
that
now.
Plays Philly, I'm rooting for. Anybody.
I want to beat them all, so I don't have no excuses when we get to the final.
Well, I'm fine with the Bucks being the Sixers, too, but I'm just saying, the sooner they're out, the happier I'll be. So I don't have to look at Jimmy Butler anymore.
I ain't scared of nobody.
I don't see Joel Embiid anymore.
I ain't scared of
nobody. I don't have to see Ben Simmons anymore.
Hey, man, who cares, dude? We got the best team. I don't care about that.
Joel Embiid was hanging out of a car earlier today, yelled out, "It's over." Just talking about his Brooklyn series. Congratulations, dude.
You know,
I hope it
Brooklyn,
is.
No, Brooklyn, to me, though, is a good that's a good story. After 5 years, one of the teams. I still like Russell. He was with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I like a team.
Would you want him as your teammate?
Absolutely. We put that in the pay. I'm a Christian, cuz. I went to church and Easter and stuff. You got to learn how to.
Would you let him near your stuff?
I wouldn't let him, like, you know, get too close to, you know.
Right, like he's like an acquaintance. He's not a friend.
I keep him at that Heisman Trophy distance, you know.
That's just Leroy like that. Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt, baby Touch till 6 o'clock. And then it's the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin On Deck Show.
Window and Doors.
With your lineups and more. Windows and Doors. Coming up at 6 to 6:30, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show tonight on Facebook Live because it's the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show.
Y'all.
After the Bucks sweep the Detroit Pistons. We're back on The Fan after this. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, co-host of the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Both postgame shows are tonight. One is going to be on the air. That's going to be Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. And the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Is it going to be Mitch and Evan in here with you tonight?
Yeah, they are the playoff crew this year in the playoffs.
Are they still advocating for DJ Wilson to get as many minutes as possible still?
Yeah, Evan, for sure. But,
okay.
I mean, that's all quiet now at this point. I better not see DJ Wilson in a Celtics game. That's all. If DJ Wilson is in the Celtics game, that means people got hurt or somebody's playing awful.
Or they're doing something that I would like them to do, and that's just put somebody down on the ground. Like, DJ Wilson looks like he could be an enforcer if they needed him, just because then he doesn't have to play the rest of the series.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Or they suit up Pau Gasol for one game. You know he's going in there to knock somebody out.
He doesn't seem like an enforcer to me.
DJ?
Not at all.
Oh, I think he could be.
I think he's the farthest thing from it.
I think he could be if he knows he needs to for the team.
I think he's quicker to give you a hug than an elbow.
Well, either way. Then he's my kind of guy. That's probably where I'm at.
That's just not true.
And then the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, myself and Jeff Orlowski, Polish Pipe Bomb, will be on Facebook Live. It's going to be fun. We will not be at Pottawatomie like we were on Saturday because that was not successful. 414-799-1250.
Wait. You and Orlowski went to Pottawatomie together?
No, Timmy and I did for Facebook Live. And then
well, if you went with Orlowski, you'd probably bring you better luck.
No, actually, maybe you would. I don't know. It didn't work out very well in Phoenix. But, you know, you never know. You live and you learn, right? So you said the Bucks are doing a little bit, or the Brewers have a little special thing going on for Earth Day with their man Brent Suter today.
Yeah,
the game.
They're wearing sleeves, like those compression sleeves type deal.
They look
under
cool.
Their jersey that say Players for the Planet on them. So you'll see those tonight in St. Louis.
And Eric Name saying, Coach Budenholzer just said he expects to have a more clear timeline on when they can expect Malcolm Brogdon to return in the next 3 to 5 days. For now, though, round two remains the blanket term. How does that sound?
It's not good. I don't like that. If he would have said he's back for game one where he's set, I'd feel a lot better about things. But now this could be. This could be just playing games with Boston and not letting them know if he's going to play or not. You know, you can do that too. Belichick does it great in New England.
Sure.
You know, you can play games with injury reports and everything else and act like you don't know and you don't darn right well he's playing in game one against Boston. So we'll have to wait and see, I guess, as the week plays out, whether or not he's going to play.
Is there any chance they're withholding the information so Malcolm Brogdon can break it tomorrow night on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour at Rare Steakhouse with Bill Michaels here on The Fan?
Sure.
You think that's a possibility?
It's very possible. Yeah, Malcolm
think so
Brogdon
too.
Was on with us last year, and I was on that show with Bill and him. No, was Bill there? No, it might have been just me and Steve Novak and Malcolm Brogdon. But yeah, that dude's a great dude, man. If you want to meet a super nice guy, that's one guy to go see tomorrow
Steve
night.
Steve Novak, right. Yeah, crazy guy.
And Malcolm Brogdon.
And I was just...
Shooter!
Stevie is my guy.
I love Novak. Novak's a great dude. Great dude.
That picture...
He's a dart thrower.
There's
like
a
me.
Picture that Steve Pfeiffer has with Steve Novak, where Novak literally has his arm resting on like the top of your head.
He looked like his son, huh?
Yeah.
It's my son.
Right.
It's one of my
I just don't know who his
ever.
Mom is, but this is my son.
The only other guy that does that with me consistently every time I end up with him, when I used to do TV for Fox 6, was Clay Iverson, the old football coach out of Pewaukee.
Now at Carroll University.
Right. He was the only other one that always made fun of my height by putting his arm on top of my head and resting.
How demeaning is that?
Oh, it's funny. I don't care. I love Iris.
That's good.
I like Novak.
He's a good dude.
I'm good.
Yeah, Steve got
414-799-1250. We're resetting the big topics on today's show. Give you the final say on them. Right Lane, what's your level of concern with the Milwaukee Brewers? They get set to take on the St. Louis Cardinals in about an hour from right now at Busch Stadium. Is there a position at 12 you do not want to see the Packers take? 414-799-1250. That's the center lane. And in the left lane, how big of a deal is a sweep tonight for you for the Milwaukee Bucks? It could be, we just had Eric on saying it's a huge deal, Sparky, because he's taking his son to the game. I had been hearing people talk about the ability to get tickets to this game. I didn't realize
been telling you that.
Just how crazy it is.
Yeah,
I'm looking
cheap.
Right now on, this is Vivid. Seats that you can get a ticket, two tickets, row 6 in section 124, that is directly behind the visitor's bench, for $112 a piece.
These are the playoffs, right?
These are the Eastern Conference playoffs, and the Milwaukee Bucks won 60 games in the regular season.
Fake news.
I love it.
Goodness gracious.
I told you. There should be a ton of Bucks fans.
We should have went.
That is a really, really inexpensive ticket. There's no way you can spend $100 for a regular season game and be 6 rows behind the Bucks bench.
No doubt.
There's no chance that's
Mm-mm.
happening.
Mm-mm.
$100, you might be in the upper deck. So that gives you an idea of how little fan interest they have in that Pistons team in Detroit. That also gives you an idea of why they traded for Blake Griffin last year. Trying to put butts into seats. That's what this is all about in Detroit, and trying to sell tickets to pay for that arena they built.
They built Little Caesars Arena. They christened it with a Bucks win, 119-103 on Saturday, and the Bucks try to sweep out the Detroit Pistons of the NBA playoffs tonight. 414-799-1250 is the phone number for you to reach us at. Leroy, Michael Cohen brought up something when we talked to him at 420. You can go back and listen to it, Fan on Demand, where we were talking about the Montez Sweat situation, where some teams are just straight up taking the guy off their draft boards.
Yep.
And his teammate in college at Mississippi State, Jeffrey Simmons, has a reason where teams are some taking him off the draft board because of a video that's on the internet of him punching a woman on the ground in the face. So when you are in that locker room, when you know somebody is being taken off draft boards because of a personality issue in comparison to somebody being taken off draft boards because of something that they cannot control, will there be any situation where one of those two is just straight up not accepted in a locker room?
Well, I think for the most part, the players will accept anybody in a uniform because that's our job to do that, not to judge. Because a lot of those guys in the locker room, they can't throw rocks out of glass houses. So they make sure that the team do the due diligence and the NFL do the due diligence. If you get past all of those threads, then it's all good. Because players don't judge other players once you're in the uniform. They just don't. I mean, a Lamar Hunt, Cleveland, hey, you want ours. The people who were supposed to take care of that said that they were going to be out in front of this kind of stuff. But, again, when you have so many issues, I still got to go back to one with Warren Sapp. You know, the guy, you know, they said allegedly the guy had marijuana, flunked a drug test or whatever. He dropped to Tampa. He's a Hall of Famer. They won a Super Bowl. So another man's trash is another man's treasure. But at the same time, it's supposed to be a vetting process. And you got to do your due diligence. Let the team go through all of that. And I think, I kind of agree with Michael Cohen. A lot of guys say, I don't really want a guy like that in my locker room.
Right. I don't want that in my locker room. No, I don't want that around my young guys.
Nor do I want a guy who's on the social media saying like racial stuff or bad stuff on his social media. Anything I do with women is zero tolerance. So when are you going to set that precedent? Because it's hard not to give him a job when you gave Lamar Hunt, a six-game, eight-game?
Yeah, Kareem Hunt got six games.
I keep saying Lamar Hunt.
Well, close enough. The owner of the
Kansas City Chiefs. But again,
Greg Hardy played another game, though.
Yeah, he did.
There's plenty of stuff
that you guys were going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ray Rice never got a job. So it's just one of these things. Now, 2 days before the draft, a lot of stuff will come out. This is just the beginning. Tomorrow, more stuff will come out by other players.
Gutekunst said that they closed the door on their draft room, and they're done until draft day. They're done. They're not going back in there. It's done. And now they're going to go in there. You're not buying it, Leroy?
No, I was going to say, because they're going to all go to the jewelry center and get their wives something because they've been gone for the last 4 months.
You know, you got a point.
So you're not buying that draft board's done, then, huh?
No, right. Of course not. It's going to change. How can you say that if Josh Rosen may get traded tomorrow and then the board slides down and all three quarterbacks are available? You mean until you won't crack that door up and go in and change the board? It makes sense to say it because he thinks maybe 10% of you guys will buy it. But I'll tell you what, well, I'm going to spend my money.
Mm-hmm. ShopPJC.com.
And I think it's easier, too, guys. If it's raining outside, you know, if you don't want to be involved, and if you stay some part of the state that you don't have to go to these three locations, just go to ShopTJC.com. You can chat with somebody, a live chat with somebody, and find out what they have. Go to their website, pick out what you want, and it's to your front door in as many days as you want. Again, if you're looking for to just pop the big question, because this is the marrying season. Go in there with Dean Sinow, either Dean or one of his great associates at all three locations, and they just give them your budget, and they can tell you what's great for your girl. There's no way she can say no. Now, somebody told me, a friend of mine a long time ago, he told me, you know, his girl got proposed at a family reunion. He said, at a family reunion? He went there because he didn't think she'd say no. And, you know, it was just got a lot of pressure. But, you know, when you're thinking about doing this.
Oh, she can't say no at that point.
And you have a ring there. And you have Dean Murray in your head. Like, I hear Leroy talk about this all the time. I got everything. I even got 50,000 Tootsie Rolls in my pockets and give her a bottle of water that they have when you first walk in. And she says yes. Dean Murray can help you with all of that, guys. It's the Jewelry Center.
That's the Jewelry Center. Dean Murray, ShopTJC.com. There's
Is it a particular place you're supposed to ask a girl? I don't think you're supposed to like go to no beach or nothing.
I don't know.
Your destination to ask her.
I'm
What if she says no and you got to fly back on the plane with her?
No, I'm very far away from that situation, so I haven't really thought of the places that I would
do. You're a lot closer than
I can tell you this. I would I'd probably not do it at a family reunion, but that's just me.
Hey, that's usual.
That's just me. That's just me. Wendy's Big Show's here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Guys, I want to tell you about Bofording Beer. I'm Bofording Bill. That's why I'm telling you about Bofording Beer.
People
it's a premium
tweeting at us today, having their Bofording sitting outside, enjoying the Big Show. Did you see that?
Enjoying the Big Show.
Yeah.
The best way to do it with a Bofording beer. Due to superior ingredients, guys, it's a premium quality beer. Over 100% natural barley, fresh hops, and spring water used in the production of Bofording beer. Plus, guys, we're talking about 250 years of family-owned brewing experience. That's right, Bofording has been family-owned since 1764 in the country of Luxembourg, and ever since then, they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Everything in their lineup, from the crisp Pilsner, available in cans, to the smooth triple ale, the delicious fruit ale, and the balanced Brune are all selling great, and they're designed to give you the full flavor that doesn't fill you up. The best reason why is because you don't have to add anything to it. You don't have to put a piece of fruit in it to make it taste good because they never sold out and were made by a gigantic corporation. Bofording is made in small batches with a personal family touch, guys. Proud to announce starting right now, Bofording is available in most Festival Foods, Sendix, and Piggly Wiggly locations, as well as Sussex Liquor, Hilldale Liquor, Total Wine and More, and Discount Liquor. Guys, also it's on tap at places like Cafe Benelux, Cafe Hollander, Sport Club, and now out in Brookfield. Prime Cigar Company. And like my man did earlier today, tweet us when you're having your Bofording at Bill Schmidt Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Because Bofording Bill loves when you're drinking Bofording. It's Bofording, Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. I would be enjoying a Bofording tonight, but I'll be on Facebook Live after the Brewers and Cardinals. Sparky postgame show tonight.
I think you could do that on Facebook Live. I think you could enjoy Bofording while doing Facebook Live.
Do I have clearance from you and Tom?
I don't think Tom would have a problem with it. It's Facebook. It's not governed by the FCC, I don't believe.
Okay, fire. Nice.
Fire. It was nice knowing you.
I don't know. You probably should ask him first.
No, I think I'm just going to do it. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mom told me you got to ask, don't do it.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.